This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. The Oscar-winning film director Jonathan Demme has died at age 73. Known for films like The Silence of the Lambs, Philadelphia, Rachel Getting Married, and several music documentaries and videos, he was honored at the Woodstock Film Festival in 2012. Mayura Blaustein is executive director of the festival, and she joins us now on this sad occasion. Mayura, tell us what your relationship with the director was like.
First of all, I just want to say that Jonathan was not only an incredible talent, he was an incredible human being. He was the nicest guy, and when he came to the festival a number of times. And each time he would be here, also I hosted some events with him in New York City, where we showed films like The Agronomist. He was always just chatting with any regular folks, as well as some of the top filmmakers. He was just a man of the people, but as you know, he was also incredibly talented and took a lot of risks in his filmmaking, and he was very diverse in the type of filmmaking that he has embarked on during his very long career in filmmaking. But he was funny. So I knew he was sick. He has been sick now for, about a couple of years, off and on. He was still working. I was talking to his producer just a few weeks ago because I was trying to engage him in a project, and his producer didn't tell me how, you know, what the situation was. So we just kept on talking, and he's gone. It's very sad and it's very shocking. I mean, it's shocking, even though you knew that he was sick, it still is shocking when a person is taken, especially a person of his stature. It's just a big loss to the filmmaking community and the world at large.
Stylistically and in terms of the subject matter, what would you say sets his films apart? I mean, what is a trademark of one of his films?
Well, I think he took on sort of difficult subjects, whether it was Philadelphia, where he took on, you know, racism towards LGBTQ community, or whether it was Silence of the Lambs, which, of course, was a very difficult subject and an amazing film, or whether he tackled a film like The Agronomist, which was about the Haiti revolutionary freedom fighter who was assassinated. He took diverse subjects that had some social relevance that he cared about, because I feel that ultimately he wanted to make an impact in the world and he wanted to make a positive impact. But then again, he was also a man who loved music a lot. He did a lot of music documentaries. You know, he and Neil Young collaborated on a number of documentaries. He also just recently finished a documentary about Justin Timberlake. So, and he also did a documentary about Carter, so President Carter. So
yeah, Man from Plains.
Right, exactly. So he, by and large, I think, was drawn towards difficult subject that will make a positive, that he felt it would make a positive difference in the world had he tackled them. But he also really loved music. So that's sort of, I think those were the two driving forces in his career, in his filmmaking career. I'm sure there were more, but I think those were some of the top ones. Let's put it this way.
You touched on this a little bit when we first began speaking, but his relationship with Woodstock and the Woodstock Film Festival, you said that he was very much a man of the people. Did that set him apart from other directors you've dealt with in the
industry?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. First of all, I had a personal connection with him. He would reply to every email I sent, like, right away, and he would sign with lots of love and things like that. He was just super nice and very personable. And towards me and then towards literally everybody that he came across, when I saw him at the festival. He was here probably at least four times, you know, once we gave him the Maverick Award. But we also showed various you know, a number of his films, and he would come up. He was on a panel. He participated in the festival in different ways, and each time it was, you know, he was just part of the scene. And the same thing when we showed The Agronomist in New York City a few years back, and and afterwards we did a sort of a formal Q&A with everybody seated, and he pulled from the audience Danny Glover, and he brought Jean Baptiste, who was the subject of the film. He brought his widow onto the stage, and he brought all these people onto the stage, and we were one big happy group talking about the film. And he was just he was very easy to communicate with and to reach, and we loved that. It was also so Woodstock for us, because that's part of what we love here at the festival. But he fit very easily, and he would often tell me that how much he loves the festival. He had some really nice words to say. It's very sad.
Well, Mayura Blaustein is co-founder and executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival, and we've been speaking about the now late movie director, Jonathan Demme. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. You're welcome. Take care.